My next guest, the author of the brand new book, Take Control of Your Anxiety, Dr. Harold Chinitsky, is a psychologist at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He's been dealing with sports psychology, Olympians, all kinds of professional athletes. Dr. Chinitsky, great to have you here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. And we are also joined by my co-author, Dr. Christopher Portman.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Portman, to you also. You know, just hearing you talk, great to have you here. Let's start with Dr. Chinitsky. Just hearing you talk, you don't sound like you're an anxious person at all. Is that fair to say?
I realize that life is important. It's just not that serious. And too many people make mountains out of molehills. So I'm a fairly chilled out individual.
Right. And now, do you think that's something you were just born with, or how did you avoid this anxiety problem?
I was taught a lot of valuable lessons, both from my family as well as through competitive sport, and that was to keep things in perspective. And that's one of the tools we love to encourage with our patients, to keep life in perspective.
Okay. Is that something you need to do, like, relatively constantly when you have anxiety?
For individuals with anxiety, they're challenged by that. There's a tendency of going all or none, catastrophic thinking, and that kind of irrational belief kind of really interferes with your ability to function.
What is the right perspective, then, about life? I mean, how do you stay chilled out?
Dr. Cortman?
Well, I think the best thing that one can do is to keep the values in the right place, and that is to say that there's meaning in life, and we need to pursue that meaning and be mindful of the fact that so much of what stresses us or causes us anxiety is really small stuff.
Okay, but tell me this, Dr. Cortman. What if, I mean, you know things are okay now, but you know things could be horribly different in moments or days or weeks. How do you control that?
Well, you have just hit on something really critical. Anxiety disorders are really about the future. Anxiety is not about now. It's about worrying about the future. And we have a really important, very, very old but renewed concept in psychology, which is mindfulness, which is learning to be in the day, in the moment. And doing the best I can now because I don't get to control what happens in the future.
Okay.
Stay in the day, stay in the moment, and nothing is so threatening.
I'm curious, Dr. Chinitsky, when you deal with athletes, do they have anxiety issues typically?
Oh, absolutely. It is not a prevention just because of making it to the pros or the Olympics. The amazing thing is, we look at that some individuals have a hard time letting go of the past, and so they're oftentimes reflecting too much, dwelling on, ruminating, speaking poorly in their own minds, and then they worry about the future. And when they're worrying about the future, they're not focusing on the here and now. So we oftentimes talk about you don't want to make bad worse. And when people are dwelling on the past or causing themselves great upset about the future, they're not taking care of what they need to. And that's the one thing you do have the opportunity to control, and that's right now.
Okay, but wait, if you're exerting yourself physically at full force, as I'm guessing that these Olympians are, how can you even, where's the anxiety at that point?
Well, you know, there's a quote in the book from the U.S. Olympic ice skater who says, "When I'm focused exactly on my routine, I have no anxiety. I'm totally in the moment. When I start to worry about the future and what the judges might say, that's when I break my concentration and I mess up. Staying in the now is the key."
Okay, let me put this up, whichever of you want to take it. This whole approach to meditation, is that a big part of what you're talking about?
It is. It's one of the wonderful tools, and we always recommend that when you take a look at utilizing anything that quiets the system. So some people worry and they need to burn it off, and they do exercises and cardiovascular, but other people need to learn how to quiet the system. Meditation, yoga, listening to calming music for some individuals. Those are great as an intervention for some individuals who get anxious. And if you practice it enough, you will normally lower your overall level, so that actually becomes preventive.
Okay, even if you lower it, if you're anxious, is that just part of who you are?
You know, we all have a basic constitution, but that can be changed. One can learn to be a more calm individual, and if one wanted to be, not only would you change your way of thinking, but you would practice meditation or yoga or relaxation every day, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, sometimes twice a day if you're a highly anxious person. But you can retrain your brain.
Okay.
And that's what we want people to know.
Anxiety, is it always bad, or can it be an actual power source for achieving and moving and accomplishing things?
Excellent, excellent question. If you imagine that on a scale that kind of just rises up and then declines, like looks like an upside down U, on the left side of that scale, as it increases, instead of calling it anxiety, it really what we should be calling it is arousal. The system arouses. You're told that you have a paper that's due this weekend, or some other factor that you have to address. And so it wakes the system up. It preps you for what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that occurs, that actually helps you perform up to the top part of that U, the inverted U. And that is your optimal level of performance. It can be destructive when it's too much of arousal, where people's performance decreases.
Okay, one last question here. Your book's all about a drug-free approach. What are anti-anxiety medications? What are they really doing to us?
Well, you know, there's two kinds of medications that physicians basically prescribe for anxiety. One are the antidepressants. And antidepressants have been found to be somewhat effective in preventing panic disorder mm-hmm. and helping people to, you know, keep their anxiety at bay. But there are always side effects. There are always other issues. They're not vitamins. They're not good for you. And then the second class are benzodiazepines or anxiolytics, and those are tranquilizers. And once again, they work. They work right away, but there are a lot of issues with tranquilizers, including addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not something that someone wants to stay on for a long time. They're really designed to be short-term, crisis-oriented. You know, you just had a terrible car accident, you're all shaken up, take right. these for a few days, they're perfect.
Well,
you don't want to be on them for 7 years or 25 years.
But, and we know in many cases that's in fact what is happening, right? That's we do have an epidemic of these kinds of drugs being used out there. But try a different approach. It's a brand new book, Take Control of Your Anxiety, A Drug-Free Approach to Living a Happy, Healthy Life. Where folks can get this book, what, on Amazon, that kind of thing?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and a bookstore near you.
It's Drs. Harold Chernitsky and Chris Kortman. Thank you both.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
Thank you.
And that's it for us on this Friday evening. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, thank you for joining us. We'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. right here on 1320 WILS.